Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, my friends, to this edition of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show. Over the last week, we have had the architect of Obamacare call us all stupid. We have had Obama do just about the same thing, thinking he can do what he did in China, and we will forget before he gets back here. Welcome to the show.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
State of Indiana, where Obama's ideals are not espoused, comes the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show as a means to tell all you liberals out there that you are wrong and we are right. My name is Kathy Hinners, and you're listening to Hour One of the Show, where we do what we do best, tell you what the government is doing to this great nation with Obama and his minions. We're showing you ways to stop them by following the true law of the land, the Constitution. And now, heard through ConservativeNationMedia.com, here is your host from behind the silver CNN microphone of freedom, with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, Robert Garding.
Good afternoon, folks. Welcome, my friends, to your latest edition of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show on this, the 15th of November, for crying out loud, in the year of our Lord, 2014. It seems, or it doesn't seem at all possible, but here we are at the end of the year. But this year, my friends, we do have something to show for it if we stay awake and keep our Republican Party on track and don't let them be moved back to the status quo that we just voted out of Washington, D.C., and all over this nation, for that matter. Obama keeps telling us that the election wasn't about stopping him. It was instead us telling them that everyone needs to work together. Mr. Obama, no, that is not what we were telling you. But Obama is gone, and he went to China, and behind our back signed a deal with the CHICOM that tells them that we will cut our emissions pretty much almost immediately by 30%, but they don't have to do a damn thing. They don't have to do anything for 16 years. To everyone who has listened to this show and read my blog and over the years, and also to Rush Limbaugh, you should know that for a fact that what Obama did was a sure sign that he is out to destroy the economy of America. What he did there was to make it so that our energy costs are going to skyrocket, just like he promised they would before he became president. Remember that, folks? He told us that because of his policies, energy prices would necessarily have to skyrocket. Well, he pretty much kept that promise, didn't he? And then we went and reelected him a second term. As we complained about everything he was doing, yet we were stupid enough to re-elect him. But this time it was different. The election went completely, it was like before the election happened, all the polls were saying the races were too close to count, too close to call. They were too close to do anything. Yet the Republican landslide last Tuesday was something that was tremendous, to behold. And I will tell you all later in the show what everyone was running on. They were running on a promise. But what he did in China was to make it so our energy costs are going to skyrocket, just like he promised they would before he became president. He told us that because of his policies, energy prices would necessarily have to skyrocket. Well, on that one, he is keeping his word. And when he tells us that he is working hard to bring this economy back to a roaring one, this should tell you that he doesn't mean a word he says. Folks, here is what Obama did to America when he went over to China. He screwed us royally because he believes that we deserve whatever is now coming. And what is coming is our energy costs are going to become so expensive that the average American will not be able to afford to heat our own homes, drive our own cars, or make a living, because if we can't drive our own cars to get to work, it ain't going to happen. And this is just what he promised us when campaigning to be president. And sadly, many of us didn't listen to him, but I did. Mark my words here, folks. Our president wannabe hates this country. Now, granted, these are strong words, folks, but all this destruction of our economy is coming, has been coming, has been happening over these last 6 years. And it's time we stopped it. Remember, it was candidate Obama who told us, quote, "We are just 5 days from fundamentally transforming America," unquote. And Michelle then said, "We are going to have to change the conversation. We are going to have to change our traditions. We are going to have to change our history. We're going to have to move into a different place as a nation." Now, when they said that, folks, I became very concerned, especially when for such a long time people didn't seem to get what was being done to them. We still have to know that nothing this president does is going to be good for America or her Constitution. Now, if you are like me and you take a glance at the lamestream media once in a while from time to time, you know, like CNN, MSNBC, NBC, CBS, and ABC, you will see the people speaking out against Obama and his policies that have been forced upon us illegally are now being talked about, you know, like you would talk about, say, the vermin that needs to be gotten rid of. Go to MSNBC sometime and listen to the Ed Show or some such tripe, and you will hear nothing but Republican bashing and questions on why we are so against the man in the White House. I've heard things there all the time about how the country is really in trouble now because the evil Republicans have won, and we have nothing good to contribute to the well-being of this nation. Now we were told we were how we were voted in to either tear this country down, or we were voted in by the people to help the president get his agendas passed through the Senate. This is complete bullcrap, folks, because the people were tired of the do-nothing Senate, not the do-nothing House of Representatives, as the Democrats called it. The media never reported this one, but the do-nothing Congress that people were so against, as the media did report, was not what was being reported. The way things were going was the House of Representatives was doing its job. It was keeping Obama from doing as much as he wanted to. It was trying to get things done that they would pass legislation out, and then it would go to the Senate for ratification, where Mr. Harry Reid would put the bills into his desk and lock them up, not allowing them to go to the floor of the Senate for a vote, effectively killing them without due process or without Congress. What the Republicans were voted into office for was to stop the president, plain and simple. Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi and all the do-nothing Democrats who can't seem to find a way to do anything good for this country, period. That's just the way it is, folks. We have to remember the things that this country stands for are the things that the Democrats hate. And sadly, most of the Republicans that were in Washington, like John McCain, Lindsey Graham, and all those idiots, had such a weak backbone when it came to standing up to the Democrats. They couldn't do it. They couldn't do it to save their own lives. They were afraid they would offend one of them. Well, I truthfully do not freaking care if I offend Obama or Reid or Pelosi or any of those morons in Washington, because that's all they are. It's just plain and simple morons. And I'm tired of being put behind the barrel of a gun so that I could watch them destroy my life because they decided that American citizens are stupid. I think the stupid ones here are from Washington. The return of CNN is coming, and I have been assured this by Duke Brooks. And other than this show, you will also be hearing from Duke Brooks, our leader, with his show, Radio Free America. Duke got his conservative roots and anti-communism put in his DNA from his parents, who were friends with people like Whitaker Chambers, Joe McCarthy, and Bill Buckley. So what would you expect? There is no truth to the old rumor that he has a dartboard with Alger Hiss's photo on it, but that would be cool if he did. But when CNN returns, you will get all your old-school conservatism, right-wing politics, American history, the right one, and hangar flying on Radio Free America with Duke Brooks. Stay tuned for the dates and times of this great show's return, along with Conservative Nation Media. You will hear all about it here on the new Wise Conservatism radio show, continuing for CNN during this downtime. Radio Free America and Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins. And you are listening to the conservativenationmedia.com and the new Wise Conservatism radio show. And I am your host, Robert. Our call-in number is 718-305-7176 if you want to join in the fun. On October the 17th of 2013, do you remember what Obama told us that day? If you don't, I do. He said, and I quote, "You don't like a particular policy or president? Then argue for your position. Go out there and win an election. Push to change it, but don't break it." What he really meant to say here is that breaking it was his job, but I digress. He went on to say, quote, "Don't break what our predecessors spent over 200 centuries building. That's not being faithful to what this country's all about." Unquote. Well, it seems the people finally listened, finally went out and argued for their position and said enough is enough. We did something about it. Obama's threat to carry out a unilateral amnesty for millions of illegal aliens threatens the system that he was claiming to defend just over a year ago, and he damn well knows it. The election now has come and gone, and we won again, not only a little bit, but we went out and kicked their butts so badly that the Democrat Party is going to have to really work hard to get back what they had. I don't even think that Obama, Pelosi, Reid, or any of the others in Washington on the left even know what really happened to them on Election Day. They are still making excuses and lies to let the people know that we didn't mean to do what we did in the way we did it. We meant for everyone in Washington to now work together. They have no clue what happened to them. But we do. Here is what really happened that day. The American people finally had enough of the lies and distortions coming out of Washington and all over the nation, for that matter. Obama wasn't listening to us. Harry Reid thought we were nothing more than domestic terrorists and helped to destroy America. And if the truth be told, we were really out to save it for everyone, including our children's future. The America that the Democrats wanted saved that day was one that gave them their quote-unquote gravy train of money and wealth so they could demonize it if it gave the same opportunities to the rest of us, which it did. All they wanted was their gravy train to good living, nothing more. And losing that scared the bejesus out of them. But not... what really happened comes back to us. And what really is going to happen comes back to us. We need to stay awake, my friends, because the left and the Democrats are still fighting for their America. And I said, yes, their America. And they won't stop until they win their positions of power back. But on Election Day, we set the Democrat Party back a long way. Last Tuesday, I was so proud of the American people. We finally stood up with one voice almost and screamed into the day that we were mad and we were not going to take it anymore. We did such a great job of it that even John Boehner is towing the line for now. Still, the liberal media is trying to tell us all what we were telling Obama, what we really wanted, is that we wanted Obama to accept our help to get things the way that they needed to be. That part of the story was and is true, that what the media said, that that is what Obama wanted. We were telling Obama and the Democrats something that, but that is where the media left the truth behind and started making up the lies. According to the mainstream media, like CNN and MSNBC, what we were doing on telling the House of Representatives to start doing their job, to start working with the President and Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi to get the government moving to the left direction, in the left direction again. That is to say, they wanted things to continue as they were, except we were now there to start helping the President and other leftist sociologues in Washington to get their agendas passed so they could continue the status quo. But as I said on my blog the other day, why would we want to do that? The Democrats had the reins of power for 6 years, and they did nothing but their level best to destroy what we have here in America. And nothing in the world makes me angrier than when you, our leaders in Washington, do not know what America really is. And it seems like a lot of them really don't, even those on our side. We are not a democracy, as they are always calling us. We are a constitutional republic. And if that is too hard for you to understand, stay tuned the next few weeks where I'm going to be discussing the differences between the two and why the founding fathers passed up making us a democracy or an oligarchy. Yes, Virginia, they did discuss this. And a constitutional republic. Kind of lost my place there. But over the next few months, I'm going to be working almost overtime to try to get people like Senator Ted Cruz, Senator Mike Lee, Governor Mike Pence, and other conservative powerhouses around this nation on the show. When conservativenationmedia.com is back in full force, folks, I should be able to get more pull on doing these things. But these are the representatives that we elected to be representing us. And I should be able to get them here to let us know what their plans for the future of America is and what they plan to do to stop Obama, repeal Obamacare, and close our borders. All three of these things were what this last election was about, folks. And don't let the deluded left tell you any different. Because mark my words here, they will try, and they have been trying. We must never accept this world wants us to. That would be pretty much insane, I think. But we have to continue to stay awake, watch what the government is doing, and stop them when they start doing the wrong things. What we did after Reagan won, the American people voted in mass like they did in this last election. They put the Democrats out of power, put the Republicans in power, then we went back to sleep. Decided we had the right people in there. They would fulfill what we wanted them to do. We just got out of the way and let them do what they wanted to do. And for a while, they did the right things. But that is not how it ended. We just kind of stepped back, got out of the way, watched other things, lived our lives. The government returned to the anarchy that we have today. And the problem with this, folks, is that each time it returns to this anarchy, it gets worse and worse before the American people wake up. We finally woke up on this one, and we voted out many governors and senators and congressmen who had done things like voted in Obamacare. 29 of them are no longer around. They've either died or they left office. It's things that we have to remember. We need to be telling them that the country was doomed under their leadership, and the new blood is there now to stop their destructive policies. After all, folks, when was the last time you remember that the Democrats were actually interested in what a Republican had to say? If you don't remember, it was the last time they were out of power. And they had happened, and when that happened, they cried and moaned and bitched about how unfair it was that they didn't have any say in what was going to happen in the government. They didn't have any say in the government. And sadly, the Republicans caved and gave them that power. Time, I hope that we don't. We need to tell them what Obama told John McCain after that election when John McCain lost. And John McCain said, "Now, I'm glad it's over. We can work together now to get this country moving." And Obama told him, "No, John, we won. You lost. Elections have consequences." What we need to now do is tell the Democrats, "No, you guys, we won, you lost, elections have consequences, now get the hell out of the way and let us run the country and save her from your policies." We are definitely at a crossroads here. Definitely. Do we want to continue on the road the left had us on, which is becoming more and more like communist China? Or do we want to save this constitutional republic for our children so they can know the freedoms we once had and we will have again if we do the right thing? Mark my words, the choice is ours. Time is now. Last Tuesday we took our chance to promote things for the better, change that we all can believe in today, tomorrow, and in the distant future. Because we do what we must, there will be a distant future for all of us. We voted in the right people. Every one of them were campaigning and repealing Obamacare, closing our borders, and all the other things that the Democrats were doing wrong. Once we do that, it will follow our Constitution. And once we start to follow our Constitution instead of doing what Obama is doing and backing himself off all the time, we will then be able to trash all the filth of Washington that does not care what the Constitution stands for. The ones that we put in there now were elected to work to save this great republic, not follow Obama's will, not follow Harry Reid's will or Nancy Pelosi's will. What they are saying now is just a blatant attempt to try and get their power back, even if they have to lie about it. Thank you for listening, and we will be back again next week. We will keep you informed as to what is going on with Conservative Nation Media. We will help you to know. All you have to do is listen, call in when I'm on the air, do what you need. But Conservative Nation will be back, and as soon as I find out the time and the date, I will be announcing that. Thank you for listening, and we will be back next week. God bless you all, and have a good day. Bye. Chance and get near it. Everybody needs a dream. God bless you all.